Certainly we can be so glad that Jesus loves us because he's went to the cross and died for us. Now, last time I spoke about my previous time with a stroke and going to the hospital and how the Lord made a miracle out of it, brought me through it. Here I am again, which I'm thankful for. I want to talk today about Noah and what happened his time and how the ark went through the flood and why the Lord caused the flood to happen on the earth. So we turn to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Verse 36, speaking of the Lord's coming. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good men of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered the house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now, it seems like things were terribly bad on earth at the time of Noah. And I'd like to turn back to Genesis 6 to see how they really were here on this earth at that time. Genesis 6, reading at verse 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old men of renown. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and he grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So you can see what kind of thing was going on at the days preceding the flood. And we find that there was somebody that God looked to and said, there's a person that I won't destroy him and his family. But those other people, they're bad. And things are going bad. And they can't seem to be rectified. And he said it made him almost change his mind that he'd ever made man. To think that he had done this thing. And now this is the way man had turned out. He didn't like it at all. And so when we were reading in Matthew 24 about days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And I was thinking, before I read this, they were marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And I thought, well, what was so bad about them marrying and giving in marriage? And it came to me, it must be that single sex marriage that he must have been talking about. People that were married, a man and a man and a woman and so on and so on. It must be that, because it happened, as we were reading back in Genesis, what was happening there. Now we find that it says here that when the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And they were marrying and giving in marriage. Same-sex marriage. Whoever heard of such a thing? Well, God heard about it. And it's true. It's going on all the time now. In fact, our president agrees with it. God doesn't agree with it, but the president agrees with it. What kind of a place have we got here in this world to think that it's okay for some same-sex marriages? Anyway, God doesn't like that. When we find out what marriage was all about, we go back to Genesis and chapter 2.